When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
All right, we are back with another live instant reaction podcast. This podcast, as all of our podcasts, is brought to you by Prize Picks, the official daily fantasy sports app of CLNS Media. Download the app today and put in promo code CLNS, and they will match your first deposit up to $100. Matt, the Patriots on the clock at 193, and they made arguably the most fun pick in the last 20 years. This pick is just... I mean, it's the guy's awful. He's terrible. He's not a good player, but it's so much freaking fun. Joe Milton at 193. I know you hate it, but I can't. I'm so happy.
Man, they're taking the second quarterback, a guy who played for 5 years and really struggled at a lot of points in his career. They do not like the board at this point. I'll tell you that much. Yeah, Joe Milton is going to be a great social media QB in August. Especially in, you know, in July when it's training camp, we don't worry about preseason games yet. Three times a day, you're going to have videos posted, or you're going to get the Mike Reese tweet about how far Joe Milton threw it today. What it won't include is that it was still, you know, 10 yards over the head of any receiver, but we'll see how far he threw it. This makes some sense in that Jacoby Brissett's on a 1 year deal, and Bailey Zappe is obviously not the guy. Yeah. So, like, I don't hate the idea of double dipping and making sure that, like, you got two quarterbacks under contract for the next four years and you're resetting that. I just don't see it with Joe Milton.
So listen, here's the thing, right? If you hadn't taken Drake May at number three overall, if you hadn't taken Drake May and you had taken no one else, right, and this was the first quarterback you had taken, I would hate it. I would hate it, right? Because, like, I just don't think that there's a way that Joe Milton becomes an actual NFL quarterback. But now he's your third string quarterback. Who cares? Right? You can have some fun with it. And the guy has an absolute cannon. Maybe my favorite clip throughout the entire draft process, perhaps my favorite clip of the entire thing, is at the combine, when Milton just absolutely rifled one downfield and then turns around and you can see the guy in the – it was like it was like out of a movie. You can like see the guy and he turns around and he's not even looking. He turns around and he's like, bam, and it lands right in the guy's hands at like 70 yards downfield. And it was just – it was incredible. He's electric. He can throw oranges 110 yards. It's like – it's amazing. It's fantastic. In no way does it translate to him being an actual good quarterback. I don't think there's any discussion about, and that's one of the better parts of it, is that you're not drafting a guy to compete with Drake May. But, like, my God, this guy's like Michael Bishop on steroids. Shout out to all the people that remember Michael Bishop. Like, this is so much fun. And, again, he's not a great player. He's probably not even a good player. I don't care. I want to have fun, and this makes football in New England fun again. Taking a guy like Joe Milton at 193, I absolutely love it.
6'5", 246, was in college for 6 years. Yep. He was at Michigan for 3 years. He was the starter for the season that almost got Jim Harbaugh fired in 2020. transferred out after that because he lost the starting job to the guy who J.J. McCarthy would end up taking it from. Yeah. And then went to Tennessee, was a backup on Hendon Hooker, and finally got the chance to start this past season. And he was productive. Right. You know, he had, 2,800 passing yards this past season, 20 touchdowns, almost 300 yards on the ground, almost 65% completion percentage. So, like, it's not – numbers aren't, like, awful or anything. He's just still very inconsistent. He's a great athlete. He's tall. He's big. He can throw it far. He's been in college for 6 years and he's still learning the position. And that's with playing under Jim Harbaugh, who's a known QB developer, and in the Tennessee offense, which has been a very QB friendly offense. I will say, you look at what Alex Van Pelt did in Cleveland, their third down packages, when they want to throw the ball, it's very spread offense, which is what they do at Tennessee. So I think there is some scheme overlap there. Yeah. And Dan Brugler also notes in the Beast, the last line of this here, some teams, he's a project quarterback prospect, and some teams believe he will eventually transition to tight end in the NFL, similar path as Logan Thomas. He is at 6'5", 246. He ran a 4'6", 240. He's got 33.5-inch arms, got big hands. You can see the vision there if he does end up switching positions. So yeah. This will be a fun, if Drake May is the A plot in training camp and the wide receiver room is the B plot, this is the fun C plot during camp. If training camp was a Seinfeld episode, the Joe Milton storyline is going to be whatever Kramer's doing in the background.
that's a great analogy. I mean, listen, this is where we're at right now. Like, this is fun. And again, Gary says in the chat that, they clean out the QB room. And he loves it. And I love it too. You got to assume that Bailey Zappe is gone. I wonder if they try to move Bailey Zappe today. I just don't see a path for him to make the roster. And again, that doesn't mean Joe Milton's going to be on the roster, but I feel like he's your practice squad quarterback. Maybe Nathan Rourke is even your practice squad quarterback. And you get two guys there that are practice squad guys. Cause you have a bigger practice squad now. Maybe Joe Milton doesn't even make the team. I don't know. I do know when I'm down in Foxborough every day in July attending training camp, it's going to be so much fun watching him throw the ball 80 yards downfield. It's going to be great. To quote the great Alex Barth, was it Barth or Lazar that said it? If you need an 80-yard pass downfield, he'll give you an 80-yard pass downfield. If you need a 10-yard pass in the flat, he'll give you an 80-yard pass downfield. So, it is what it is. You're not drafting him to be the starting quarterback.
No. You know how they have the new tradition where they ring the bell before every game atop the lighthouse? I think that's going to be Joe Milton's job during warmups. Just run over and throw a ball up there.
Chuck it up.
ring the bell. That's what they're going to have. Here's the thing I will say. The meme that's like broken but could be fun to fix. Like, that's kind of what this feels like. But if you fix him, if you make it work, if you're able to have a breakthrough with Joe Milton, he has every physical tool to be in, not just a franchise quarterback, but an elite franchise quarterback. If you find a way to make it work, he's a good runner. This is not about the physical tools at all. It's just about the actual consistency, the accuracy, the decision making. You got something fun here.
And that's really what it comes down to, right? If you can somehow figure him out, like, holy crap, he could be incredible. Yeah. You're probably not going to figure it out though. So like, whatever. And you already have Drake May. So that's like, if Drake May doesn't work and you unlock Joe Milton somehow, imagine a world where Joe Milton turns into like, has the Kirk. Remember now, years ago, right? Washington drafts RG3 number two, trades a billion picks, drafts RG3 number two, and then drafts Kirk Cousins later on in the draft. And Kirk Cousins becomes, later becomes their starter and then makes billions of dollars in the NFL. And RG3 is already out of the league because of injuries. So, it's wild. It's absolutely wild. It's so much fun. But this is why the draft is here. This is the whole point, right? Have some fun. Like, go out and get a guy like this, because why not? And maybe he sucks, but who cares,
Yeah.
And as you mentioned, this is the Mac Jones pick, right? You traded Mac Jones for this pick and then drafted Joe Milton with the Mac Jones pick. That's incredible.
The anti-Mac Jones. I mean, I'll also note here, Milton, he was at the Senior Bowl. He seemed to do well there. People liked him there.
Yeah.
And the other part, like, he kind of had a tough road in college. He struggled at times, and you never heard any issues with him personality-wise.
Right.
He seemed to be a very high-character guy. He and Hendon Hooker were very close. When Hooker went down, Milton stepped in as the backup back in 2022 at Tennessee, and they handled that situation very well. Both of those guys supported each other a ton, and when we saw New England with Zappe and Mac Jones, QB competitions are not always friendly between the two guys. And he seemed to take it in stride as, you know, a fifth-year guy at a second school who couldn't start over Hendon Hooker, and there are no issues there. Yeah. So, you know, a high-character guy, and this is what you probably end up having May, Brissett, and Milton as your three quarterbacks on the roster. And if Milton ends up developing into a guy you feel comfortable with as the backup, then he replaces Brissett. And if he doesn't, then maybe you just extend Brissett and keep him as a backup, and you let Milton walk, or try to convert him to tight end at any point in here. You know, this could be the new, how am I already forgetting, Malik Cunningham.
Right.
You know, a convert who we're just going to see how he does, and maybe you practice squad him for a year and develop him and see what happens if they switch his position.
Yeah, agreed. All right, listen, I got to run because
One last note. Apparently, Rappaport did an on-air segment saying that Zappe is expected to be available in a trade. So
bingo. There you go. How about that?
And that's probably going to be, we'll send you Zappe in a seventh for a sixth next year. Like,
I would think so. Yeah. That makes sense. I mean, you know, Zappe in 231 for a sixth next year, or Zappe in our seventh next year for a sixth next year. You know what I mean? Something like that.
So. Zappe in a 2026 seventh for a 2026 sixth.
Right. Yeah.
Literally the lowest value trade you can possibly do.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So, all right, I got to run. I got to take my daughter to softball practice, but we'll be back for pick 231, assuming they make it. We'll be back for pick 231. And kind of finish off the draft weekend. Again, Joe Milton at 193. Oh my God, so much fun.
Yeah.
What are you going to say?
I don't get this with Jaheim Bell on the board, but I'm not. Yeah.
I understand. They obviously don't like Jaheim Bell. Christian Boyd just went 199 to the Saints. Saints have drafted all the guys I like today, man. But, you know, well, you never know. Maybe they'll get someone. Obviously, they didn't like Jaheim Bell. I mean, it's one of those things where it's like you look at their board, and obviously their board is different than what we wanted. Tanner McLaughlin, I think, went the pick after Joe Milton. And Tanner McLaughlin, his medicals are just an absolute mess. And that's the only reason he dropped so far. They don't, you know, I don't think teams think that he can even make it a year healthy. So if that's the case, then what the heck are we doing? So anyways, all right, I got to run. But we'll see you guys on pick 231.